remove the very important incentive to violence that was going to mar the electoral process if they have to take place in May. But I can also put that as a success of the mediation undertaken by the SADC country, particularly Tanzania, that has been successful in convincing Makgabala Manana to stay out of the electoral process and waiting for Andy Rajoelina to make his intention clearly known to the international community. So it's a very positive development in the political process in Madagascar.
Will Rajoelina stand by his word and not stand in the elections?
I think we have heard it many times, since 2009, making promise and not keeping them. I hope this time around he will have to really be abide by what he said, what he declared, because I think also it will be in his interest, his age, and the condition through which he came to power will not guarantee his legitimacy. And Madagascar, if Madagascar has to have Rajoel elected as the president, will simply perpetuate the cyclical violence that has characterized the country since the 1960s.